Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Monique. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
If I was called yesterday, told me to call this number right here about my refund, about my unemployment, and I'm calling trying to see what I gotta do. They told me to call this number right here.
You trying to file your weekly claim?
Yes.
Your weekly claim number is 1-800.
No, when I tried to file it, it gave me this number right here to call in. It said something was going on. It gave me this 1-866-234-5782. It gave me that number to call in.
Okay. Give me 1 second. So you trying to file a new claim?
No, it was about my claim.
Well, you can call the inquiry department number line. Do you have their number?
No, they when I called that number, he told me I filed my claim three weeks ago, and he didn't get approved. That's how I filed it the following week. It didn't get approved, and I filed it the next week. After that, before, it started saying, call this number right here. That ain't something wrong with my friend.
Yes, sir. So you didn't call the inquiry department line?
No.
What's your social?
428-77.
What did you say?
428-77-3211.
302011?
428-77-3211.
Can I have your first and last name?
Jeremiah Davis.
Your date of birth?
August 5th, 1994.
And your mother's maiden name?
Binion, B-I-N-I-O-N.
So you said you did try to file your claim, right?
Yes.
When was the last time you filed your weekly certification?
It was 3 weeks ago, and I tried to file it on Friday. He told me to call this number right here.
Why are you unable to do your weekly? Why is it not letting you do it?
I don't know. Let me want to hear what he's saying. Our car put you on 3 weeks.
I don't think we can do that. I can. So, what number are you calling to file your weekly claim? Are you calling 1-800?
752-7389.
I don't want to say yes. I'm saying no. I'm calling the number and look up on the internet and give me the number.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I try to call it, he's saying what he's saying.
Okay, write this number down for me and then.
That's the number I call, ma'am.
What number you call? 1-800-361-4524?
1-800-752-7389.
Mm-hmm. But no, I'm telling you to, if you're not trying to file your claim, I need you to call the inquiry alumni so they can see what's going on with your claim.
It's telling me to call this number right here. Hold on.
Okay.
Para español, oprima el 1.
Please enter your social security number now.
The number you entered is 428-77-3211. If this is the desired entry, press 1. Otherwise, to re-enter, press 2.
Please enter your 4-digit personal identity. Please listen carefully as our options have changed. To file your weekly certification for unemployment benefits, press 1. You have indicated that you wish to file your weekly certification for benefits. Our records indicate that there has been a break in your claim series. For your claim to be effective this week, you must call 1-866-234-5382 no later than this Friday.
Thank you and goodbye. I heard it. You heard me?
Yeah.
I got it. Give me 1 second, okay? Are you a U.S. citizen?
I'm a U.S. citizen, yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Your driver's license number?
What did you say that question was?
What was your highest grade level you completed in school?
Oh, 12. Driver's license number 801.
Mm-hmm.
957.
957?
801-957-206.
Okay. What state is that in?
MS.
MS?
Mississippi.
Okay. Give me 1 second. If you are approved of benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AA Advances prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additionally 5 to 7 business days to deliver to you. After you are approved for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend you do direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
I asked for the prepaid card when I first signed up.
Okay, I'm going to just do the card again. I'm just going to go through it. I just have to go through the process again all over to see what, because you have a breakage in your claim, okay? What's your address?
You don't have the address on file?
I have to verify again for how I need you to say it, okay?
It was 256 Hoffman Street, Macon, Mississippi 39341, but you can put 111 South Wayne Street.
So you want me to use the 256 Hoffman Street?
No.
Okay, so basically your residence address is different from the above mailing address?
Ma'am?
Is your residence, so is that your mailing address or your, is that a new address you need? The 256 House Ford Street, Macon, Mississippi 39341.
That's my residential address. My main address, 11 South Wayne Street.
Okay, so do you want me to put your 256 House Street in the residence and then put your other one at the top for your mailing?
Yes, 11 South Wayne.
Give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to switch it over and then I'm going to ask you for your address for your mailing, okay?
Okay.
All right. You said what street? What city was it in again? Macon.
MACON.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I don't know why it's not popping up. It ain't popping up. 1 second. Oh, cause I'm in Montgomery. I'm in Alabama. I'm in Alabama, not MAC. O-N?
M-A-C-O-N.
Okay. The zip code was 39.
341.
Okay. What's the address?
341.
What was the address for the other one? The mailing address?
11 South Wayne Street.
Wayne Street? Okay.
Yes.
So it's 111 South Main, South Wayne Street, or 11 or 11 South Main, South Wayne Street?
111 South Wayne Street.
Okay. What was your, what's the city?
Macon, M-A-C-O-N.
What's your zip code?
MX39341.
39341. It's the same?
Yes.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can I have your cell phone number?
I don't have one. Could
I have a primary number for you?
62.
Mm-hmm.
361.
You said 361?
Yes.
Okay.
9093.
9093?
Yes.
Which of the, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 1986 Toyota. Which of the following vehicles have you owned? Have you recently owned or leased? 1986 Toyota Celica. 1987 Oldsmobile Catalyst. 1995 Audi 90, 1996 Land Rover Discovery, or you have never been associated with these vehicles?
Never been associated with the vehicles.
Which of the following street addresses in Columbus have you ever lived at or been associated with? 154 Shelton Drive, 305 Ridge Road, 3202A West Point Avenue, or 810 21st Avenue North, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this property?
Not familiar.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 111 South Wayne Street, 1132 Tower Road, 13483 Kelly Street, or 3480 Avenue, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
111 South Wayne Street, the first one.
Okay. What color was your 2005 Honda Accord? Black, green, dark green, silver, white, or you never been associated with this vehicle?
Black.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1993 Kia Tracker, 1994 Plymouth Alclane, 2000 Pontiac Grand Prix, 2002 Maserati Spider, or you never been associated with these vehicles?
Never been associated with these vehicles.
Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not in the military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civil in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
What you mean? Yeah, I go there, sometimes.
Okay. So yes or no?
No.
Are you available for or seeking work in Alabama?
If I'm available or seeking work, yes.
In Alabama?
Yes.
You are available and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes, I'm available.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Okay. Are you filing for DUA? Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
Ma'am.
Are you filing for DUA? Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
Is I'm filing for PUA? Yes.
DUA.
DUA? What DUA? What's that one is?
Disaster Unemployment Assistance.
No.
Okay, what's the last day you worked?
March 21st of 2019.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
What'd you say?
Are you available all shifts in normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Does your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Quality.
Could you repeat that?
It was quality.
Quality.
Quality. Quality.
Quality?
Yes.
Are you seeking for work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. What was your job title? I mean, what was your last employer?
So I had to redo this all the way back over?
You already had did this?
Yes, I've been did all this. That's why they gave me the number to call me.
That's why I kept asking you, did you call the inquiry line? You would get mad at me telling me that they keep telling you to call this number. I was trying to tell you to call the inquiry line, but you was telling me that they gave you this number. But I was trying to tell you when you kept saying they gave you this number, that called the inquiry department. So what job was it? We almost done. We almost done. Come on, which job was it? DSS Holdings or Vance Jesse E.T.?
Ma'am?
What job, what recent job was it? Your separate employer?
What'd you say, the D, what?
DSS Holdings.
Or what else?
Vance. Which one did you put when you were five, when you were doing it?
The DES, I think. Yeah, the DES.
It's DES. That's Holden. The last job, right?
Yeah, it's Holdings.
Oh, yeah, Holdings. Do you have their telephone number?
Not on hand.
I need it.
Well, you can try 205.
Mm-hmm.
36,
369, mm-hmm. 2385. Okay. Your employment start date?
It was September the 2017.
And you said the last day you worked was when now?
Well, March the 21st of 2019.
What city and state was the work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Why are you no longer working?
For COVID-19.
You're not working because of COVID?
Yes.
We don't longer do COVID claims anymore, sir.
I had filed my claim. They gave me, I can get on from all the way up to April. Mom, I don't, yeah, it's over with. I can get on from all the way up to April, and it's just that I filed my weekly claim. So is this really the office?
Yes, sir. This is the file. This is the file for new claims. You say you already been through this process before?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to call the inquiry line?
I'm saying what I got to get finished with this part.
Yeah, but you're saying you already did it, right? Because we don't do claims for COVID anymore. I was doing you a whole new claim because you said you couldn't do your claim.
I
was calling you
out. What it was saying, say it'll be accepted if I call this number.
Yeah, but we're not doing COVID claims anymore. Do you want the inquiry number line?
Man, that number not even answered. I called them for 3 months straight one last year. It won't even answer.
Well, do you want me to just finish the claim?
Why you do what? Yeah?
You want me to finish?
You go ahead. Get finished with that one.
Okay. So why are you no longer working?
I think it was for COVID.
We don't do COVID anymore, so you got to, you know, check another one. You quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
I was discharged.
Okay. What was your reason why you were discharged?
You just put COV.
I can't put that. I have to have a specific reason. So would you like to call the inquiry number line?
What's that number?
1-800-361-4524. Did you get it?
Yeah,
welcome to Alabama's Unemployment Compensation Call Center. All of our appointment times have been taken for today. Our call center is open Monday through Friday.
That's all he's going to say.
Yes, sir. 24 minutes. Yes, sir. You have to call back. It's not 5 o'clock yet. Call him back at 5, okay? And if you're still having problems, you can call this number back tomorrow.
Well, that's okay on that part. So, okay. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Club. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Oh well, wish you weeks. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye bye.